We are all comforted when we feel that we know where we are going. And this is a time where we do not know where we are going. And that means that in order to move ahead on your path, the thing that you must make relevant is you. Is you. This is a bit of a foreign idea for those of us who are used to planning in relationship to others and other things and what we are doing for others. A lot of what we are doing now is playing, shall we say, a rather interesting game of matching. And what we mean by that is that we are looking at things in life, at people, at places, and saying, are these a match for me? This is an odd shift for us because in the past that would have felt selfish. How can I make a plan if it is not a plan for others? What could that possibly mean? And of course, what that means is it is time to make a plan for you. If you can do your very best to pull that concept away from the idea of selfishness, that is a good start, because that is not selfish. To make your life about you is a high point of wisdom. And so if we remove the selfishness, then we must look to ourselves for meaning. If we have been trained only to find meaning with what we do, with our goals, with our life, with our time, what we do for others, if the meaning is only in that, but the meaning is not in us, then it is now time for us to finish that. Now, we are not saying that what you do for others does not have meaning. We do not mean that. We are talking about another dimension. This dimension that says, is this good for me? Does this match where I am? Does this match my values? Is this taking me a place where I actually want to go? And when you, of course, are connected to the universe, you are going to get very good and clear answers to all of that. And for we have all been, and some of us are now in places, where the place we may be spending time is not the best for who we are. And the recognition of that is a call to the universe. And we want you to understand that the universe listens to those calls. And it says, oh, I see what is happening here. You are realizing who you are. You are the beauty. And the profoundness of who you are is becoming clear to you. It has always been clear to the universe, but now it is becoming clear to you. So there are things you will do and things that you will not do. There are choices that you will make and choices that you will not make, because you are waiting to come into balance with yourself. Now, we know how the fear teachings are about this. You will never be satisfied. It will never be the way you want it to be. Please put those aside, because since we are not going for perfection, please do remember that, then we do not need where we are going to be perfect for us. We do not need that. But we need respect for who we are and what we need, and we need an interesting understanding of boundaries and where they belong. We have watched you, not lately, of course, but when you have gone to a movie at a movie theater, and there are parts of the movie that you are with, you are following it. And then you'll come to a part of the movie that does not touch you particularly. It is not doing anything for you, but it is part of the movie. And if you are patient and it is a good movie, the movie will continue and will give you more as it goes along. And this is a bit like life. We may be in a place where we are not getting from it what we need. We're not being filled by what we are getting. That does not mean that you quit the job and head for the hills. Think of it as being a part of your personal movie. So this is a place in your movie where things either are not moving along in the way you would like them to, or not as much as you would like them to, but you're not leaving the movie. You're staying because the movie itself is going to continue. And as it moves along, if it is your movie and the right movie, it will bring you the things that you want. So this is not a matter of saying, we must put the perfection down. We understand that not everything is going to be perfect, but we must be patient with some things. We do not want to overgive when we are in the patient, that patient part of it. We do not want to do that. But on the other hand, we do not need to run from it. However, here is an interesting thing. Since we are in charge of our energy budget, we get to look at how much energy we are pouring into this part of the movie. And if it is so much that it is being hurtful to us, then we must turn down the volume. And we must be sure that we are not putting too much energy into this part of the movie. The movie will change because the universe will change the movie and will bring us to a place in the movie where we are getting more of what we want. And this is a reading time for you. How you are in any given moment, what you are getting from what you are putting your energy into. Let us say that again. What you are getting from what you are putting your energy into. This is a kind of gauge that you want to keep in mind as you are moving along, because sometimes the answer is not so much that you leave the country. The answer is that you stop giving so much of yourself to something that is not giving anything back to you. And so we are going to be making these determinations in this very challenging time. And by the way, that is not a selfish thing. That is simply a rebalance, because the only question cannot be, what does my energy do for you? The other question must be, what does my energy do for me? And how is your energy in relationship to my energy? So there's a discipline here that is going to be very valuable to you, past the harshness of the times that we are living in, because this is the spiritual question. What is good for me? Not what is perfect for me, but what is good for me? And then how am I using my energy in the circle of my life? Because we are doing, of course, more than one thing. And we want to check the circle. We want to see what is happening in the circle of our lives. And we want to see where the energy is going and make sure that that is where we want the energy to go. We also, in these times would like to remind you of something that may seem strange to you, and that is the importance of laughter. Being caught in the grimness, which we understand, but it is not good for you. And when there is a lightness, when you see the humor in something, please laugh, because laughter is an incredibly powerful release, and we want to be sure that you all have that release. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Fill with the energy of peace, the blue that soothes and calms, the energy, the soul, the heart. Breathe it in. Exhale fear. Fill with turquoise, let that energy fill you and connect you. Heal you. Feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body, opening your crown, touching your third eye, your throat, your heart center, solar plexus, second center, root. Feel yourself become the golden child, full of the energy that created you, that loves you, that keeps you. Bring your attention into your heart center and see the beautiful garden you've made. See how it has grown and expanded. And see that there are more places for you to rest. More places for you to be safe. Now drink from the water that flows in your garden. Refresh your spirit. Now look around your heart and see that a path illuminates and calls you to it. and allow yourself to go to that place where the path opens to you and takes you and moves you upward without effort. And come to a place of illumination. And breathe. And allow yourself to become clear about something that may not have been clear before. Feel the energy of illumination enter your body and help you now. See that there is a symbol here, or a color, or a feeling, and allow yourself to gather that in. Now move to the path again, breathing in the air that is full of healing for you, full of love and support. And let the path take you upward again. And find that this place places you high on a cliff, safely, standing in the light, and looking down at the world, and feel how safe you are, and how full you are in this place. And you see what is below you, but you are not caught in it. You are above it, understanding that what is below you is taken care of by the universe in its own time. And you stand above it, full in yourself, as the universe is taking care of you. Now open your hand and see that you are holding a gift. And keep that with you as you move forward, higher still, until you come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, come to your path again, taking in all that is for you, coming back down, full of light. Come back to your heart center. Begin to breathe into your body, into your heart, to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.